Hey, and welcome back to another Exciting Examples Extra Feature interview. Today I have a fabulous guest all the way from India. Yes, India. I love it. Ghost of Wuhan is the name of the film. He'll tell us where to find it. Emkit Mishra, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stanley. It's great talking to you right now. I'm really glad you have, you know, called us, you invite us for your show.
That's very kind of you. Now, I want to start off, why COVID? Why you put me through people through this to watch this?
Okay,
I mean, this,
okay.
We just got out like less than a year ago, and now I'm sitting here watching this? You got to be out here. This is painful for me.
So actually, I just planned this movie. Mostly I started this planning movie when the COVID started. So I started planning in 2019 December when the start broken out, you know, it's breakup happened. Okay, so once this pandemic done, so I was thinking what to, you know, I was planning to make a movie, but I was thinking what kind of a concept I should have, and I am just thinking that okay, if I'm making a movie, it should be beneficial to everyone. It should be a research based movie. I always thinking that way. So I just thought if you want to make a movie, it should be beneficial to, or it should be a message oriented. I always think to make a movie. So when, you know, when the COVID happened, you know, can you imagine how I got the idea for a COVID movie? So when I was, this pandemic happened, we are canceling the train ticket. So I was in a queue, okay. I was in a queue and just waiting for 6 hours. So I was thinking, okay, oh my God, what's the view? It is all people, you know, walking here and there's a all people have a mask and, you know, no one can go here and there. A lot of people, you know, there are a lot of kiosks there, you know. So I just thought this is a good topic too, you know, this is great. I think this is my time, you know, and you should make a movie on this topic only. So I was in a queue and I just writing down the story in that way only. I should write in a mobile, okay, how this pandemic, happened, how the things, why this is COVID, or how this, what kind of disease it is, you know.
Okay. Is it just you filming this whole film, no help, or did you have somebody helping you?
So you come again, I didn't get your question.
How many, when you're filming the film, I mean, it's just you in most of the shots. Obviously, there are a few other people involved, but most of the shots are just you. Did you film this yourself, or did you have a cinematographer?
Yeah, we have a cinematographer. And we have a cinematographer. The whole film is basically the idea of the concept of movie. It should be a one-actor movie because it should, once there's a pandemic and once the lockdown, that individual should be he is locked, am I right? The concept should be realistic and we should face how the, you know, things happen.
So you said originally you had other ideas, but so COVID was the only, I mean, COVID was the final idea. What were your other ideas you were thinking about?
And the other idea, I was, you know, thinking for some kind of a psycho thriller movie, you know, kind of, I was thinking of it, kind of paranormal activity, kind of a movie I was seeing, some horror or something. And I just thought, I think COVID is a more realistic that people really wants to know what is the COVID is all about.
Okay. Now, in one point during the film, there's a man meditating in the rain and then running in the rain. Does that normally happen in India? We don't see that in Canada.
So, come again, bro. What you're asking, I just...
In your film, you have a man meditating in the rain. You have a shot of a man meditating in the rain early on. Is that normal in India to have a man meditating in the rain and having you run beside him?
Yeah, it is. Rain is happening, you know.
No. I meant the man meditating in the rain. I just thought it was strange. There's a man meditating outside while he's getting rained on.
Yeah, it is there. It is there.
Is that normal in India for that to happen?
Yeah, it's happened, yeah.
Your airport shots. What airport did you use?
The upper shorts I choose basically, since that we have international airport and few airport shorts in international airport, I choose a few shorts over there. So luckily we got few shorts.
Okay, whose apartment did you use?
The apartment, basically we got one apartment. So we rent that apartment basically. And we have set design accordingly because we have chosen a story that the guy is, staying outside his, very outskirt places. So we chose chosen very old kind of a rented apartment where no one can come. And also it's an old apartment, so we have to redesign. Sometimes we want to show some old stuff, okay? So we have broken something as far as set design is concerned. So we have a very minimalistic approach as far as set design because we want to do some realistic part. It should be realistic. And, if you see some shot that he's preparing the things, planning the things in apartment because it was shut down for showing the 4 years. 4 to 5 years.
At one point, your character drinks a mug with a picture of his, I presume, relative on it. Is it your relative on the mug, or is it somebody else?
Okay, that's my mother, basically.
Okay, so it really is your relative, because you says it is, yeah. But I don't know. It's a movie.
Yeah.
And were the Mickey Mouse curtains added to the apartment, or did you bring them in with you?
I think it's added to the apartment because it shows that you should show that it's okay. It's a kind of memories, It's a kind of memories that is his room, right? Old room where you have a kind of all old stuff you can find.
Okay, so
So accordingly, you have to show that okay, this guy was a kid when he was finding new things in his. Old things and find okay, he relates to it.
Okay, I have another thing. Is coffee normally served at doctor appointments? Okay, the guy's going to visit the doctor and they serve coffee. These are just questions I have.
Okay, coffee serves coffee. Okay.
Or tea, maybe it's tea, I can't tell.
It's a tea basically.
So, did you ever thought of developing that scene further? Because, I thought when you stop there's going to be more intrigue, I guess, is what I'm looking for. I thought maybe he was going to steal your character's formula or your character's idea, but it doesn't really go that way. You went a different way. Did you ever think of going the other way?
Yeah, because we have to show a very realistic approach because it's happening, you have to be, show on a story that's happening, it's not creating the things. So whatever things is happening naturally, we have to show in that way.
Is that normal to show things naturally? You are a filmmaker, you can have depth to your film and take chances with your film, or that's just a concept you were looking for?
So we are mostly, connected to the concepts. So we have designed the concept that should look natural.
Everything you did in your film, you want it to be natural. So you going through your pain, you want it to be your natural pain. Now, I guess I'm going to ask this question. Did you get COVID? Is that where it all came from?
I don't know whether I got COVID or not, but I just feel like a COVID patient the way I portray a character, I was thinking and related to the COVID, The strange story when in my all crew, when the COVID is happening and this was nothing shooting is allowed and we have, kind of people, we have taken the precaution of all the COVID, if you can't believe that, all crew has taken, whether they got infected or not, we took the medicines of COVID. In spite, we should not get the COVID,
Did you always want this? Go ahead.
Yeah. So people, we had took the all the precautionary measures for our crew and all. So they should not get affected. But everyone has feeling, while when I was doing acting and performing, people are thinking I got COVID. People are thinking, you know, my crew, they got COVID. Because the way the environment we have created is a kind of a infectious kind of environment.
Now, did you feel you, I felt you put that through your story, that it's a very infectious environment and you can't really do anything. And I felt your character was always struggling. Did you want that? Like, I thought maybe, I really wanted this character to succeed, but I felt you were constantly not allowing him to succeed. Was that your plan?
Yeah, it is. See, initially, the struggle he got, of course, he got succeed, but in COVID also, there's a certain kind of, you know, stages that the individual will recover. Then again, he will get not able to get relief. Then again, he got down and again, he got relief. So it is a stages of, and slowly and gradually, he will recover. So there's a certain phases of recovering also. It takes hardly 1 or 2 months also sometimes for recovering.
Do you think you portrayed that well in your film? I felt you portrayed it well. I mean, have people seen the film and related to it?
So the scenario of these symptoms were, you know, really was in the movie. These are basically the actualistic symptoms which I have seen in a movie. And this, the as far as recovering part is concerned, is a slow and gradual process. So the story begins how he got infected. So even the infection part, he has to recover why he got infected, where he got infected. Because this virus is already there, but no one knows that the virus is, coronavirus exists. Okay, it's already present. Hello, am I audible?
You're good. You're totally good. I can hear that. Now, have you shown this film to people? Have they related to this film?
Yeah, it is. They are. There's, many people have called me. They cried a lot when just see the movie. They just say, I can see myself in this movie. Majority of people from Europe, they have called me. From US, they called me. They really love the concept. They love the movie. They love the character, the play, the character. They liked it. They have faced the same, you know, circumstances. They have the same symptoms, how they recover, even they feel okay. One, I will, you know, die. One day, every day they're thinking they die. The other day they have to think, okay, I'm alive.
So that's awesome. So you're getting out there. Your film's getting out there. Was it hard to make a film in India during the pandemic? I mean, obviously you're not supposed to. So
it was very hard. It was very good. I just give you an example. That COVID time is very difficult. I was making a movie and outside people, police is beating people, am I right? If you go outside. So the situation was very drastic. When I was making a movie, it was a very drastic situation and we have a severe, very strict lockdown. If he goes out without mask or without any urgency, you will get a penalty or either you can be beaten out by the police.
So how did you get your film then done? How did you sneak around to do it?
I don't know. I have a passion. I was, you know, very eager to make movie, I think, from last. So the reason to make a movie, basically, I was almost waiting for 4 to 5 years for making a movie. I was searching for a good script. And I think I thought this is the time I should make a movie.
Casting of the movie. Was there never any other time that you weren't going to cast yourself as the lead and somebody else was going to be the lead, or no?
In this movie, you are asking?
Yes.
In this movie, there are certain people are there. One character, Diksha, if you've seen, she's in a movie. Then one character is Mr. Rasi Patak, he's in a movie. So, and there's another friend, he's also in movie, he's helping me. So there are 4 to 5 characters are there in this movie.
Were there anybody but yourself going to play the lead? I'll ask the same question again so you can hear me.
No. I was thinking for myself only for this thing. So for this role. Yeah.
So how many films have you made?
See, I have made few short films, 3 to 4, but this is my first feature film which I made. So it was a great learning I got.
So what did you learn then from making a feature from a short?
I think I learned from YouTube only. I was doing acting since from college. I did theater for 4 to 5 years in my college. I was in my college. Then I was planning to make movie from last, you know, I have a dream to make a movie from last 10 years. But unfortunately, something's happened for a feature film. So story don't work. Because right now, I just thought, okay, COVID is the right thing to make a movie. And I love the one-actor movies. If you see a one-actor movie, is hardly 30 to 40 one-actor movies in this world only.
Well, it's hard, man. One-actor movies are hard to do. I mean, it's the one person doing the whole load of lifting.
See, I always like the challenges. So I always thinking, okay, because someone, you know, in my few people, when I just told them I just want to make a one-actor movie, people laugh on me, you know. Just say, are you Amitabh Bachchan, you know, or a Tom Hanks? They make a fun of me.
Well, that's not very nice.
So I it doesn't matter to me. If I want to make a movie, I will make the movie. And I will make for myself. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense to me.
So this is the first attempt I made it. And touch wood, I got a very good response. And that's the reason I'm here with you, writer. That's the reason you liked it. That's the reason I'm here. I'm very obliged that I'm here with you right now. Okay. And this is a very proud moment, I can say. So when I was always thinking to make movie or I share my ideas to anyone that I want to make a one-actor movie, people laugh on me, you know. You just say, oh, are you Tom Hanks or are you Amitabh Bachchan? Then I say, who the hell you are to decide whether who am I, you know. If I want to make a movie, I'll make my movie. It doesn't matter whether I see in my movie, I can see myself in a team. It's more important. So then once the COVID come, I just thought, okay, I got a kind of inspiration. This is my time. And to be frank, when the reason to make a movie, I got a massive loss in my business. Because I was running one sports company called TMSA. I got a massive loss in my business. I was so shocked. I was so depressed because in COVID, whole business shut down. So I was a bit worried what to do. And I just thought of inspiration. I will do what I love to do. Then I got this idea to make a movie. What I love, I love acting. I love to make movie. So I just thought, okay, this is my right time to make a movie and I'll make. So I got very hard time. Even when I started this movie, I got a very hard time. You can't believe that in this making a movie takes almost 2 years. Because many people, you know, those who are working with me, they don't believe they are not believing that I will able to make the movie or not. Because in India, the system is so, the term called nepotism is already here. So India never trusts newcomers, you know. And if you give the idea, okay, I want to make movie, they just always, they laugh on you. Okay, are you son of a big producer or a big actor? How are you going to make a movie? You need millions of dollars or millions of rupees, am I right, to make a movie. But I know one thing. For making a movie, you don't need the money. You need inspiration. You need a hard work. If you think you can, if you have inspiration to make a movie, you can make a movie. It doesn't matter whether you have money or not. Because I have a simple thought process. If you want to make a movie, what you need? You need a camera. You need equipment. You need a people. You need a story. That's it. Am I right? So I just thought, okay, I want to make a movie by hook or crook, I will make a movie. So I just chosen a COVID story, okay, and I always thought, okay, this is an ideal thing, okay, COVID, okay, I have to prepare myself. Whatever the incident, whatever the situation, I will make this movie. So in this COVID situation, many, you know, you can't believe I don't have a crew that time. I have hardly one people. Few shots are taken, you know, hardly with the two people only. Me and my cinematographer. And after that, you can't believe, even I don't have anyone, you know, in the middle of shooting, people left. Then I was shattered and broken. What I will do again? Because I want to complete my movie. So it was a learning curve for me. Again, I just together my team. Again, I, you know, prepare for the, you know, all the setup, all things happen. Once the shooting is done, again, something, you know, happened because I was very newcomer. I don't know. I see, I know only acting, but I don't know the technical aspects. See, making a short film is a different thing, but making a movie is a very different thing. So I don't know the much technical aspects of making a movie, feature film. So I was facing a lot of issues with the post-production. I was facing issues with the music, background music. So Tachur, you can't believe, I got a good help from the, you know, one of my, I got very good people in Facebook only while making this movie. Can you imagine? I got a music composer from Facebook only.
How did you find your guy on Facebook, the music guy?
I just, you know, when I start shooting, okay, I know I can do a shooting part, but of course, music part is a very essential part. So I was just posting in a Facebook group, okay, I'm looking for a music composer and all. So I just think if I am a kind of a person, the same person should be, same kind of person also have, you know, going to be here in this planet, am I right? They also have a zeal of making a movie. They want to do something, am I right? So I got this kind of people in Facebook. So I got one guy, he's from Italy. Okay. His name is Filippo Cosentino, and I was not aware. He was a very well-known magician in Europe, basically. So he helped me for, you know, he created whole music for me. That's how I got the music. And so slowly and gradually, I got good people. They relate to me. They start working on, they believe on me because I was testing myself, but no, you know, but once you're a fresher or a first time filmmaker, it's very, you know, very difficult to trust anyone. So I got Filippo, he really helped me for the music. And I think he's the guy who really trusts me that I can complete the movie. So I got one of my friend, he was he did a special effect for me. Okay, so I have a really good story and good memories because a few of our friends really helped me. I just want to tell you, one of my friend is mother facing issues. He is having a kidney issue, dialysis issues. But this guy really helped me. So I really want to mention one of my friend. He really helped me for VFX. So he was struggling a lot that time. His mother was struggling for the kidney dialysis. And he was, you know, going every day for the helping mother and all. And he has helped me, you know, that time for, you know, creating a VFX shot. His name is Aditya Chenani. And I really, God bless him. God bless him, give him more power that he can, you know, come back and his mother and he can, you know, can recover all the problems he's facing right now. So he is the guy who behind all the VFX shots. So he really helped me. And then I got very good people who really helped me. I got two boys, you know, his name is Jayesh and Shivam. They really helped me for editing and I got another guy for the final. I got Ankit Mehta. He helped me for editing. And I got a very good cinematographer, Sachin Halkunde. He helped me, you know, for making cinematographer. He was a cinematographer for me, for helping the shots and all. So it's a good learning curve. And simultaneously, I learned I think to right now I can proudly I can say I learn how to make films basically. First film is a kind of a journey where you can learn each and everything. After first film is a kind of a journey. Of course, you're going to learn from your life and every lifetime is a lifetime journey of learning. But after making a one film, you can understand. Okay, now you can make anything. Anything is possible in life. You want to make. Just you have to wish it. So still, I'm doing it and people loving it. So I need your all people blessing. I really looking forward that this movie should watch from all over globe, and they relate to this movie.
I'm going to give you some fun questions, okay? Before we end, what's your favorite movie? Okay.
I think my favorite movie is Castaway, Tom Hanks.
Okay, number two. What is your favorite movie from last year?
Last year, I just saw a movie. Recently, you were asking recently last year released movie?
Yes.
I think it's Lal Singh Chadda. I like it. It's a remake of Forrest Gump.
Okay.
It's an Indian movie. It's an Aamir Khan movie. And it's a movie of a remake of Forrest Gump. You heard of Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, another movie.
Yes.
Yeah, so Aamir Khan has made a movie called Lal Singh Chadda. It's an adaptation of English Forrest Gump in Hindi.
Oh, cool. Okay, last question. What's one film you recommend people see that they never do?
One film. I think I just saw a movie called Wreck. Have you heard of a Wreck movie? Or Buried? Ray Reynolds?
No, never heard of him.
Yeah, so the Buried is again one actor movie. See, I'm very passionate about the one actor movies.
Okay, so where everybody can find your film?
So they can find my film is basically in India. We have released in IMAX Player and few OTT platform called Airtel. IMAX Player is there. Airtel is there. Then we have Hangama Play. And Vodafone and Samasli, they can find me in YouTube too. YouTube is also, I have uploaded the movie.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
You too. Thanks for inviting for this interview. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.